This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We are going to start with the piece of economic data that Wall Street will be watching tomorrow morning, the monthly jobs report. Our picture of who's employed and who's not. But some very prominent people in the finance world are saying maybe right now it's not all it's cracked up to be. So if we shouldn't be watching the unemployment rate, what should we be looking at? Marketplace's Sabri Benishore explains what the doubt's all about.
People in finance focus on the unemployment rate because of the Federal Reserve. The Fed said, basically, that the economy's got problems, so we're not going to even think about pushing up interest rates in the economy until the unemployment rate gets down to 6.5%.
The Fed set out this threshold, and we're nearly there, but we're not there for the right reasons.
Kevin Logan is chief U.S. economist with HSBC. What this means is the unemployment rate is almost down to 6.5%, but the economy still has problems. For example, one reason the unemployment rate is going down is because a lot of people are giving up. Another reason is a lot of baby boomers are retiring. Neil Soss is chief economist with Credit Suisse.
So they're giving it much less weight, and I guess that means that it's less consequential for financial markets.
So what should we be looking at? Not just for Fed policy, but for a look at how the economy's doing? Well, really, the answer is everything else in the jobs report, says the Brookings Institution's Gary Burtless.
How many people are involuntarily working on short hours? What is the labor force participation rate compared with the one we would expect at full employment?
But if you had to pick one number, it would be the payroll number. That's how many people are employed, full-time, part-time, all of it. HSBC's Kevin Logan.
The reason for that is things are produced when more people work. The economy grows when more people work.
So if you want to get the most out of tomorrow's jobs report, first, read all of it. Second, watch the payroll numbers. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.